almost every day, everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press. Other officials who witnessed such efforts perceived the motivations to be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama to be burned. It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be at a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that was supposed to burn the bags. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges, if appropriate, against these people. Yet concealing China's meddling was only the beginning. The third set of documents we are releasing proves that for many years, Americans were blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure, including electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest almost all. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that. Tonight, we're publishing a series of previously classified U.S. intelligence community assessments and other reports proving that our government has long known these machines are extremely exposed to attack. As one assessment states, we judge that the United States adversaries, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure. That's unquote, but that's some statement, isn't it? Made by supposedly great patriots of our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are drinking out of a fire hose here. I've got 12 crew members here on Thursday night. Tens of thousands of CIA documents are coming in. I've got five people looking at them. Blast, 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 total proof, everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything that Tulsi Gabbard, at that briefing in November, it is literally the Holy Grail. This is bigger than WikiLeaks. This is bigger than Epstein. It is insane. It is insane. You got to go to the government website he gave out. You got to go there. We got to crowdsource this. Everybody dig in now. This is bombshell. Dig in now. We'll put the URL that he talked about. We're literally downloading it all. We have like five computers just downloading all CIA documents right now. This is the mother load. Continue.
Election results on these terrible machines. Today, we are releasing documents that show the CIA obtained reporting of a specific plot to do a big number in favor of the corrupt Maduro regime in Venezuela. And that's exactly what happened, conspiring to digitally rig their own country's elections in 2020. And that's what they did. This reporting included precise details about methods to regime develop to digitally alter vote totals in ways that could not be detected even with an audit, no matter how deep they went. This intelligence underscores why we must take urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past. The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence...
Yeah, so if Trump wants to win the midterms, more of this. It is...
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did.
Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the alexjonesstore.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They couldn't believe it, actually, that they contacted the
Trump
FBI.
Is over-delivering tonight. This is a bonanza. We already knew most of this, but the documents coming in are insane. CIA certified, all the proof in the documents, all the fraud. Motherload Death Star beam fired. Just boom!
And received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working
votes.
On the case believe
the FBI set to release Trump released documents proving pay for play by Democrats for votes.
Slow walked the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking
just attack the FBI covering up.
To ensure that the matter is fully investigated and to work with the Department of Justice.
No wonder the corporate media didn't carry in this.
For any crime.
Share our feeds now, folks.
Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be. We are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refused to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. Put together, these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail. As one example of the insanity, California's recent election for mayor of L.A. and governor was held on June 2nd, a long time ago, but it was just completed a few days ago on July 10th. Think of that, much more than 1 month. It took a month to count the votes. I wonder what they were doing. This is worse than any third world country. There's no third world country that has elections like we have. In a rare move, NBC and ABC Fake News have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion-dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion-dollar assets. Great damage has been done to our country. Our elections were left vulnerable to being rigged and stolen, and the trust of the American people was lost. This cannot be allowed to continue. Every American, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, independent, or otherwise, should be able to agree that we deserve the most secure, honest, and fair election system anywhere in the world. Secure elections should be a partisan, really, we should be together, Democrats, Republicans, independents, everybody. And it should not be a partisan issue. It should cause to unite us, not to divide us. This should be a cause. We should be united, not divided in light of the brand new and irrefutable information.
That's right. We should unify for election tonight. Integrity.
My administration.
Headline: Trump calls for American unity in the face of communist Chinese and other foreign governments openly stealing elections.
China and many others. We will be working closely to mitigate any harm, and we're taking swift action to ensure that sensitive voter data is better protected so we can never be bought, we can never be hacked, and we can never watch a stolen election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states. If you look at voting today, it's in such bad shape in so many states, and we are committing to fix it. And we're also committing to be working with those states and local jurisdictions to help them fix and patch known technical vulnerabilities before the midterm elections. We have very important elections coming up. We want those elections to be honest. I've also ordered DHS to notify every state about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately. But most importantly, addressing this crisis of election security demands that Congress must pass the Save America Act. How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat? The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat because your policies are so bad and your candidates are so pathetic that you can't get away or can't get elected any other way. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. Are you a citizen of our country, please? And hopefully there will be no corrupt mail-in ballots, which if you watched California and so many other places, mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt. So you would have no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel, if you're going away on business or vacation. These reforms are urgently needed to stop the vulnerabilities that I've mentioned. To all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together, we will restore faith and
Trump
confidence.
Trump just rallied you to stop the fraud
and, bigger,
and the election fraud coup against you
ever
and to pass the Save Act.
Thank you.
God bless. We got to do it.
God bless our great military and God bless America. Thank you very much.
All right. That is a 28-minute speech by the president. Let's keep going. Full screen. Leave it up there. All right. Well, no wonder the corporate media didn't cover that. We're going to put the full speech out right now at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. It's your job to share this. But all he said today was absolutely true. Absolutely incredible information that you just saw and that you just heard. And it's exactly what Patrick Byrne predicted he would say. And Patrick was instrumental in hacking into the Venezuelan systems and exposing Maduro and so much more, working with General Flynn and others. I'll leave it at that. It's classified. We're going to get him on the line right now and go back to him. But we're going to go to break right now, air a couple promos here, and I want to air one of the ads because here's the deal. I got 13, 14 people here tonight. They're uploading the clips. They're running the show. They're doing it all. We're building the new studio, the new network. It takes money to win a war. So I sell you products that really work. Ultramethylene Blue, the best bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts. We have a new Patriot t-shirt ad. The new summer shirts are in. The Betsy Ross flag and Rebel Scum since 1776. The shower filters to cut all the poison so you don't get it through your skin and breathe it. The very best products are at thealexjonesstore.com. And I am totally all in on this. I've had the DOJ try to put me in prison, the CIA, it's all come out. That's fine. I love being a warrior. I just want you to keep me in the fight at thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we marshal this crew. It's how we're able to do this in the face of the attacks. Right now, it ends in 48 hours. We have a buy one, get one free, Irish Sea Moss. You're like, what's that? Irish Sea Moss has 93 vitamins and minerals, including trace elements, and the very best iodine in the world in it. We have the best Irish Sea Moss, your libido, your stamina, your energy. Buy one, get one free. We have the very best, highest level creatine right now. Buy one, get one free. We have new liquid turmeric, 95% humanoid. The regular stuff's 4% and works great. That's just raw turmeric. Ours is 95%. How many times is that stronger? Like 40-something times stronger? It's the best. NAD. You know what that does? We got the best. The best shower filters. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited edition 250th anniversary coin that's almost sold out with the Jerusalem cross on one side and the American Eagle on the other. That funds it. And when you buy that, you see us hire more crew and more reporters to get bigger than InfoWars ever was. That is you doing that. That is the resistance. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that is what allows us to operate and give you tomorrow's news today before anybody else has it. That is what this is all about. But you got to get excited about this. And I salute you all. And we're paying our bills to operate right now, but I want war chest. I want to win. I want to go to war with the globalist. I want to win, win, win. But it's up to you to share the article, share the videos. It's up to you to share the link, thealexjonesstore.com. It's up to you to share alexjoneslive.com, the new news site, with all the feeds. We are changing the world, and it's because of you and your past support. But now is the thick of the fight. Now is the time, Paul Revere, to take action and share the live feeds. We're going to go to break, come back with Patrick Byrne, who called this. Trump got into everything he predicted. He wasn't sure if he'd get into China and other fraud, but he started to hit a lot of it. And Trump, here's the thing. I got out of 14 people in there, five of them are on computer terminals right now. And it's like, as fast as they click on a document, more go, I mean, like, how many documents? They're like, Hundreds a minute, thousands. CIA, the DOJ, and Trump saying what's in there. This is incredible. China buying off the media, China stealing elections, China controlling the tablets people vote on in Georgia and other states, China, you know, all of it, everything Byrne said, because he's been at the tip of the spear in this, it's all coming out. This is historic. But what will we do? And you say, oh, I don't like Trump. Fine. Trump's not perfect, way better than Democrats, it doesn't matter. We have this information. This is about us having our birthright stolen. This is about an election coup. He gave out the URL. We've shown it, and a lot of this stuff's blacked out. A lot of it isn't. But this is incredible information, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is wild. We have to crowdsource this. Some of these documents are already out. We can compare them and then find the full document. This is the plans of the Death Star. And now you got to use the plans of Death Star to launch the attack on Death Star, politically, nonviolently. But this is historic. This is what I told you in November. Tulsi Gabbard had the briefing they had, and now you've seen it as I told you in November. I don't blow smoke up your butt. We are tomorrow's news today. Share the feeds now. Share the videos we're posting on Rumble and Real Alex Jones as my crew cuts all the incredible stuff Trump said. But I first want the full thing out. Historic speech. Trump releases thousands of CIA documents proving communist China working with the deep state has stolen, manipulated elections, bought off the media. My God, this is bombshell. And we're trying to look at these documents every second. Bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, this is drinking out of a freaking fire hose right now. Trying to drink Lake Superior out of a pixie straw. So support us at thealexjonesstore.com right now. If you want to win, that have the attitude and get great products that enrich your life. You take our methylene blue, it'll blow you away. Our methylene colostrum, blow you away. Not a cool name and really sexy results. But we need your support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with Patrick Byrne, who nailed and predicted what Trump was going to do.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh, boy, that tastes great.
The gravity fed filters are available, so are the shower feds.
Another satisfied customer. America is now 250 years old. July 4th isn't about delicious cheeseburgers and fireworks, though I love them so much. It's about what does America stand for? The globalists cannot have our country survive. They want transhumanism. They want the Great Reset. They want the New World Order. That's why they demonize America. That's why they pay the NBA and the NFL to take a knee during the anthem and push all this communist Chinese garbage. Because what America stands for is antithetical to what they're doing. So, when you go to thealexjonesshow.com, we have a whole summer line that just rolled out. We'll show you some of these designs. And most of them, I came up with the concepts. I'm pretty proud of it. I think this is a badass shirt. It's the Betsy Ross flag. And it says, Rebel Scum Since 1776. And the designs just get better from there. And they fund the Second American Revolution happening right now. Because our Revolutionary War never really ended. We're just one continued arc, the flower of the Renaissance, challenging totalitarians and authoritarian scum. Because in truth, they're the scum, we are the future, and we are winning. You wanted 1980-style wife beaters? We got a whole bunch of them with great slogans like less 1984, more 1776. Got another great shirt, Make Orwell Fiction Again, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And I got to tell you, this fabric, how light it is, how good it feels. I asked the folks at Bigley, can we have some dress shirts? And I sent them an example. This is even better than the shirt I bought that was similar to it. This is awesome. This shirt is so light. It's so great in the summer. Get yours now along with dozens of new designs and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com.
At last, it's here. Bring it into the docking bay. Stack them all in my chambers at once. I now have all the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter shower heads from the Alex Jones store.
There's something about this water I feel kind of funny. Hey, do you want to hang out tonight?
These stormtroopers are not warriors. They are vessels. We keep them full of chemicals to keep them under control. Like the dark side itself, it dulls the mind. It fractures the will.
Drink your water, troopers. I am sending you to the desert planet of Tatooine. We must crush the rebel force.
Dear, I think I'm gay. Me too. Let's go back to the ship and cuddle. I thought you'd never ask.
Turn around now and get back out there. These are your orders.
They're turning the frogs gay. Don't let them turn you next. Ha ha ha. You have to admit that Alex Jones is funny.
AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
When I grow up, I want to retake America from the globalists. Hey! We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. It is the Alex Jones Show. Yes!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Patrick, you've been working for decades and so have I to come to this moment. And as much as Trump has pissed me off last year, he did a lot of great stuff too. He just reproved himself. I mean, I got five people. They can't keep track. Thousands of CIA documents. Everything you said, it's all coming out. He hit on a lot of the points, didn't dig into it a lot in a 32-minute speech. But my Lord, am I wrong or did he just deliver? Whoa!
You're not wrong. And great, great commercials and great products you sell, Alex. Let me just mention again, I use your products. I love the methylene blue. I would describe this. This is a home run. This is a grand slam, President Trump. I tell you, there's a name I'm going to tell you about is Kurt Olson in a minute. But first, let me give you a little joke that's maybe PG, but I think your viewers can handle it. The joke was Milton Berle and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and some others were at a Hollywood party and they were bragging, as boys tend to do, about who's better endowed. And of course, Milton was famously endowed like, you know, Alex Jones or something. So they had a little contest to see. And one of them, like Rodney Dangerfield, was there and he said, "Hey, Milton, do us all a favor and only pull out enough to win." Donald Trump only pulled out enough to win, but he won. This was fantastic. He's released. Obviously, I haven't looked at the files yet. I do want to tell you about one.
I mean, how can you look at it? I mean, we're looking. I mean, I was in there. It's. Bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, we're talking flood here, and we were clicking on them. It's CIA seals. It's everything he's saying. I mean, this is the deep state is shitting a brick right now.
Does it go into seals like the Navy SEALs?
I meant like CIA classified seals. It's like raw CIA documents.
There's a fellow I want to tell you about, Kurt Olson. When the chips were down, and there were very few of us on our side of the table, I'll never forget that day you came storming up to General Flynn and me in D.C., and we didn't know what your deal was, but what a great alliance this became. There's another fellow named Kurt Olson. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He became a corporate lawyer, insurance lawyer in D.C. He became one of the president's lawyers, and he actually wrote that case that 19 AGs signed in December 2020 that SCOTUS wouldn't look at, that said, "You're depriving us of our citizens' rights by running these crap elections." Well, Kurt Olson and I, we spoke in January or February of 2021. I'll never forget him in his den saying,
fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Where, said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, you're your own enemy. He does that to guests. He was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years with him, but wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. you got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs, that's why it's called the master binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff, it brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff, but doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Alex, thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. We'll be right back.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
When I grow up, I want to retake America from the globalists. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. It is the Alex Jones Show. Yes!
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Patrick, you've been working for decades and so have I to come to this moment. And as much as Trump has pissed me off last year, he did a lot of great stuff too. He just reproved himself. I mean, I got five people. They can't keep track. Thousands of CIA documents. Everything you said, it's all coming out. He hit on a lot of the points, didn't dig into it a lot in a 32-minute speech. But my Lord, am I wrong or did he just deliver? Whoa!
And you're not wrong. And great, great commercials and great products you sell, Alex. Let me just mention again, I use your products. I love the methylene blue. I would describe this. This is a home run. This is a grand slam, President Trump. I tell you, there's a name I'm going to tell you about is Kurt Olson in a minute. But first, let me give you a little joke that's maybe PG, but I think your viewers can handle it. The joke was Milton Berle and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and some others were at a Hollywood party, and they were bragging, as boys tend to do, about who's better endowed. And of course, Milton was famously endowed, like, you know, Alex Jones or something. So they had a little contest to see. And one of them, like Rodney Dangerfield, was there. And he said, "Hey, Milton, do us all a favor and only pull out enough to win." Donald Trump only pulled out enough to win, but he won. This was fantastic. He's released. Obviously, I haven't looked at the files yet. I do want to tell you about one.
I mean, how can you look at it? I mean, we're looking. I mean, I was in there. It's. Bzz, 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 bzz. I mean, we're talking flood here. And we were clicking on them. It's CIA seals. It's everything he's saying. I mean, this is the deep state is shitting a brick right now.
Does it go into seals like the Navy SEALs?
I meant like CIA classified seals. It's like raw CIA documents.
There's a fellow I want to tell you about, Kurt Olson. When the chips were down, and there were very few of us on our side of the table, I'll never forget that day you came storming up to General Flynn and me in D.C., and we didn't know what your deal was, but what a great alliance this became. There's another fellow named Kurt Olson. He's a retired Navy SEAL. He became a corporate lawyer, insurance lawyer in D.C. He became one of the president's lawyers, and he actually wrote that case that 19 AGs signed in December 2020 that SCOTUS wouldn't look at, that said, "You're depriving us of our citizens' rights by running these crap elections." Well, Kurt Olson and I, we spoke in January or February of 2021. I'll never forget him in his den saying, "I don't know about you, brother, but I'm going to take this all the way to the firing squad." Everyone else was melting off. You didn't melt off. Flynn and I didn't. Kurt Olson has been in there since the president came back into power, and he's been digging and digging. And he's let me know, didn't let me see them, but he let me know the CIA, he had found the documents that showed the CIA knew everything all along. They knew we were right. They knew this machinery was junk, that there were all these documents that showed the CIA had known in 2020 what had happened. And they
stepped aside and let the Democrats in Venezuela and China do this.
And Flynn just posted something on X saying the people running the CIA and NSA should be arrested right now.
Let's put that up. So Flynn's calling for the traitors at CIA that aided and abetted China's arrest. Breaking: General Flynn calls for the arrest of CIA traitors that worked with China to steal U.S. elections. Let's pull up General Flynn's X account right now, guys. Pull it up.
Yeah, and it was Gina Haspel. It was Mike Pompeo. Mike Rogers left in 2018 from NSA. He's saying NSA, CIA, given these documents, showed that they buried all this. The people who buried should be arrested for treason right now or sedition or something. The CIA and NSA directors during his first term should be arrested for treason. And who were they? They were Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel at the CIA, and they were Mike Rogers and someone else. Why don't you say, but Rogers stepped aside in 2018. It was an Army guy. Why don't you look that up? Now, Rogers might actually have been okay. He's the guy who tipped off Trump, and he was gone by 2018. But it's interesting, Flynn's calling for them to be arrested based on these documents. They knew, they buried it. Can you imagine? They knew that China had done this to our country, and they buried it. They decided to bury it.
Keep going, brother. I'm listening to you.
Oh, well, just that. That's it. So Trump pulled out enough to win, and he got all the way up to saying Venezuela used these machines in 2020.
But that's a big deal. General Flynn just said, based on this evidence, arrest leadership of the CIA, and that's what Trump said he just released, is that U.S. intelligence worked with them, which you said years ago on my show. I mean, this is vindication. Why don't you talk about yourself? Because you're people, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but it's like people say, "Oh, Alex, what's your day job? Are they joking?" I mean, people don't know who the real players are, how you got involved in this, what you've done exposing Venezuela. You've been a key, not a key player. I would call you the alpha player so much in the Venezuela, at least. And in China, I mean, how do you got sucked into this? Everything you've said has come out now. This is total vindication for Patrick Byrne right now.
Well, okay. I'll tell you that in a moment. Let me tell you one story about Mike Pompeo you're like. Gary Burnson, who did a good interview today with Benny Johnson, and you should have him on. My two partners were Martine Rodile and Gary Burnson in this whole Venezuela stuff. They briefed. I had to be out of the country because I was DHS domestic threat number one. They briefed Mike Pompeo in about 2023, and they showed him all the evidence. And they called me afterwards, and they said his reaction was very – I was like hiding out in Switzerland. They called me and said his reaction was very strange. He turned white, and it must be because he was so shocked to learn all of this. Well, by 2024, we realized more that he knew about it. The reason he turned white when he got briefed on this in, let's say, 2022, he didn't turn white because he was saying, oh, my gosh, look at how awful this is. He turned white because he was saying, oh, my gosh, these guys have got the goods on us. They figured it out. Holy cow, what are we going to do? Mike Pompeo is a dirty, rotten scoundrel, and he knew about this. And according to Flynn's tweet, he should be arrested. How horrible to be Trump and to be relying on people. I've been in this situation before. I ran a company in Utah, and there were always a problem of a bunch of Mormons around me who didn't like me. And it's so debilitating. You've got these people that's a team within your team pretending to be on your side. How horrible that he's relying on guys like Pompeo and Haspel, and they are selling him out. It's horrible to be. I mean, good for Donald Trump to stand up to this. His stock is peaking every day, just like the stock market. I got into this, believe it or not. I've told you before about I had this weird relationship with the government. It was really more of an academic. I'm not a spook. I'm not a spy. I'm not even an asset. I'm something else. And they kept telling me, you have a really weird relationship with us. But I did all this work for lots of different people, ultimately the National Security Council, and ultimately Obama made me. Well, here's the thing, and I don't think I've ever explained this. In 2006, some people took me out to lunch and said, listen, you've done nice work for us in all these different areas. We'd like to promote you to a high-speed group, and you'll be getting high-speed orders. And I said, sure. That woman went on and became, 7 years later, she turned out to be John Brennan's protege, number two. Yeah, two female protégés. This was the second. So I was actually taking orders from John Brennan since 06, although I never had his name used with me until about 2011, 2012. So it's been terribly painful for me in that I was in the middle of a bunch of skullduggery, and I kind of figured out by 2015 I was working in for the deep state. But here's the craziest part about this. You asked me how I got drawn into this. This story is in my book, and it's in that movie. This is absolutely true. In 2006, the Senate Judiciary Committee, they were using me. They were using me to spy on other parts of the government. It was really very, because I was fighting Wall Street. And one day I got brought in, and Arlen Specter and the head, Kit Bond, the head of the Intelligence Committee, and like seven senators, and they wrote this letter that they said they had not done since World War II. And it was a letter that said, I can't be prosecuted. People always wonder, why wasn't I picked up? There's a letter in the files of the Senate Judiciary Committee that says, I can't be prosecuted. And they told me, burn your single, your rich.
And that's huge. That's on record. So the legislative branch literally gave you immunity.
They gave me immunity, and they told me, you're going to spend your life penetrating and destroying the deep state. So since 2006, I've conceived of my life.
For folks that don't know, even though the Congress is corrupt at levels, they're being spied on with the CIA. There's a constant war there going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this was Democrats and Republicans. Patrick Leahy and Grassley are now the ranking members. They were in the room. They signed it. So I had this immunity from the Senate Judiciary Committee to penetrate the deep state. So I spent my whole life. And everyone in the deep state thought, boy, how...
And you famously busted Russian spies, everything else.
That's why you have me shagging Russian spies and all that kind of stuff. But really, I had this Uber mission. And my Uber mission was to get to the bottom of the deep state. Let me go back to Kurt Olson. Kurt Olson, retired Navy SEAL, it's like a dog with a bone. He was one guy, you know, I learned over these 4 years, 5 years, there's a lot of people who get weak in the knees. Kurt Olson, Mike Flynn, of course, and a handful of Green Berets around me, you, there were very few people, but that were ready to take this to the firing squad. But I can see Kurt Olson's fingerprints on probably 60% of what Trump was talking about today. Kurt Olson has spent the last 15 months fighting and fighting with
the CIA. Yeah, it's not about credit, but Tulsi Gabbard, who briefed him in November, I had that information somewhere in the room, and a big fiasco happened because I said that. No, I was told to say it. But this is a big deal. So we're getting the documents here, and I want to look at these here in closing with you and come back on the show tomorrow here. Look at these. Overhead shot, please. I mean, this is insane. This is just what we printed off, folks. It is literally a fire hose. This is like two drops from a fire hose here. We have voter data states with the Chinese stealing it all. We have the CIA intercepting it all, proving 2020 that it all went on. We have CIA Venezuela machines, Maduro stealing the election, which you helped catch them do. We have FBI Michigan voter confirms that it's all fraud and Chinese involved with the Democrats, FBI Michigan witness interviews. All this is in here. We have alien voter registration summary. We have the Chinese infiltrating the media, buying off the media. I mean, this is incredible stuff, and it goes on and on. CIA documents declassified by President Trump. And look, that says July 3rd, so he was already ready for this back then. And it goes into all of this. I mean, this is drinking out of a fire hose. I mean, each one of these, we could do it a whole show on each one of these. I mean, this is unbelievable. That's why we need HUMET to go to that site Trump put out during his speech, which we're posting to X and Rumble. And it's up to the listeners to go do this because, I mean, I'm going to try to go over this tonight, but I got to get sleep. I mean, this is insane. And imagine what they blacked out here. Imagine what we're not seeing. But a lot of these are basically unredacted. This is government transparency. We are getting this right now. Patrick Byrne, how big is this?
This is the biggest expose. This is bigger than if they released the JFK files, frankly. This shows, once people dig into this, they're going to understand every election of ours since 2010, at least going back to 2010, has been compromised. Not to say that everyone's been picked by China, but they've had a thumb on the scale. They can move things sort of 5, 6, 7% without leaving a trace. I mean, these guys are so sophisticated.
That's why we said Trump's got to get a 10% win in 2024 to override the fraud. We were right.
Correct. They know they have to not just change the election. It has to be an audit. So they know how the audits are done. They actually own some of their own audit companies. And you can keep a thumb on the scale and bend things 5 to 7%. This is so Chinese. For 2,500 years, they've said the greatest victory is to win without fighting. They have smashed the United States and the West into a bridge abutment.
Let me quote Dune by Frank Herbert, who was a big think tank guy. The slow blade passes the shield. A laser can't go through, a bullet can't go through, but the slow blade goes through. The Chinese know the long game wins. And you know you're a Chinese scholar, right?
Yeah, I speak Chinese. I'm not an old Chinese hand, but I was once a young Chinese hand. And you know what's interesting? China, within their national security documents for years, they have been discussing something called the assassin's mace, the coming assassin's mace. And a mace is like a club. And
it's a club with a chain with a big ball on the end.
And they've been referring to that there's going to be, and there's a story from ancient China about two kings were about to fight, but one gets an assassin in the other guy's bedroom, smashes him with a mace, kills him, and takes the kingdom without a fight. It has the connotation of a one-punch knockout.
Yeah, knockout leadership don't have wars. Coups, not wars.
The combination of two things, a sucker punch and a one-punch knockout, is the assassin's mace. And since about 04, 05, they've been referring to the assassin's mace to take down the United States. It's coming. It's coming. There were even people who told me in the intelligence community around 2010 that it was believed to be coming around 2020. That was the apogee of Chinese power. That would be but we don't know what it is, Patrick.
That's when
we
the CFR said the new Dragon Age would begin.
This was the assassin's mace. And the king Trump did say, you know, we got it to miss by an inch. And boy, it is going to be part of American history for hundreds of years.
And that's why Israel getting the middle of this and making it about their stuff. I'm not even against Israel. That's why it's a diversion from the main battle. I'm pissed at Israel dragging us off and making them the center of attention instead of China. Can you speak to that? I know you're anti-Israel.
Well, you know, I wish that Trump had taken a focus on Israel in the second part of this term. But I'll remind you, last June, it was Iran came out and told the IAEC, the International Atomic Energy Commission, we now have enough refined uranium. In 2 weeks, we can have 10 weapons. They tripped us. So, but I would have preferred that we waited. But you know what? I view this all through the lens of the election, the election problem, the election heist. Our closest enemies are Venezuela and Cuba. They're the front line of what happened. They're like the joint venture who tried to pull the rug out from or hit us with the assassin's mace. The shareholders, the major shareholders, are Iran and China. So what we've done to Iran, Iran had coming. This is the greatest act of war since 1776, frankly. There's never been.
Well, regardless, what Trump just did is historic. Can you speak to that in closing?
Oh, yeah. What Trump just did by exposing this.
Patrick, you got the floor here. Recap why this is historic and these documents, and then let's go into it.
We almost lost the country. We almost lost the country. And because of this, what happened in 2020, it was rigged. And we almost lost the country. And frankly, if Trump hadn't been quite a mensch to stand up to this, I'm sure along the way they made him deals that said, look, if you just go quiet or you slip off to Saudi Arabia or something, we're not going to touch you. And instead, he fought. He fought for us. He fought for the country. He dodged a bullet, literally. And by releasing all this, Flynn has taught me this. Information, the truth, is the greatest weapon of all. If you can expose the truth, then just let the truth be your broom and sweep up your enemy. You don't have to, you know, so the him exposing this truth is of monumental importance in American history, and it saves us from having lost that. We came within a hair of losing the country, and the fact they never expected us to climb out of this. They never expected us for Trump to be able to roll with a punch and come out 4 years later and win again. They never expected. And someday I'll tell you. Pardon me?
No, Patrick, I'm listening to you. I'm not, you're on air. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, someday, I've told it on other shows. I've told it on here. What really happened came down to last year, Martine and Gary Bernson, and with an assist from me, let's say, we were on this long espionage effort overseas, and we got to the heart of this, including the Belgrade operation, which is the sort of rig of last resort. They've got all these different ways that are showing up in these papers, the voter rolls, all these different things. But at the end of the day, they can jam through what they need from Belgrade, Serbia. And we got the information, and it was turned in. It was taken to Mar-a-Lago. Trump's people were briefed for 3 days. Then it was sent out. Elon got briefed. He vouched for it. And then it was sent into Cyber Command. And some patriotic elements within Cyber Command are the folks who took this and they smoked.
Everything you said years ago has now come out to be proven true. Patrick Byrne, incredible job. At Patrick Byrne on X, BYRNE, at Patrick Byrne. And within DocuSeries.com. Come on the show tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., ahead of the War Room with Harrison Smith. Amazing. Thank you so much. All right, folks. I've been up since 5 a.m. The crew, 14 of them are up here. We're drinking out of a fire hose. It's up to you to go look at what Trump put out. It's up to you what we post on X and Rumble to share the feeds and to share the videos. And I'm going to go tell the crew, get this, get that, put it out. This is incredible. This is Trump a year and a half into his administration, almost 2 years in. We're only 3 months after the midterms. And sure, he's not perfect. We get all that. But election integrity is key. How the globalists have done this is key. This is a big deal. And this is so important. That's all I can say to you right now. I mean, this is massive. They've released the documents. We're trying to keep each one of these. I can spend hours on this. The stack's probably 100 feet tall right now. Now, this is what we were just able to get off there. So we can't do this. It's up to human intelligence crowdsourcing this. Trump put out the URL on the government website that has all this. Get it. get it out. We're going to post the full 32-minute or 31-minute Trump speech, 2X, probably already up, and a Rumble. Some of this cruise, but there's 6 a.m. But we're going to get this out, ladies and gentlemen. This is insane. And it's the government website on election integrity that Trump mentioned. He had the URL out live on air. But all I can say is, wow. Absolutely wild. And all I ask is you stand with those of us that have been attacked by the deep state and persecuted because they know we'll tell the truth no matter what. We'll call balls and strikes. All I'm asking is you follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. All I ask is you follow us at AJN Live on X, AJN Live on X. Just initials, Alex Jones Network, AJN Live. All I ask is you share the URL, alexjoneslive.com, because we're going to continue to fight, and we're counting on you. We believe in you. I bet on America. I bet on the West. I bet on freedom against Islam and the globalists, the New World Order and the Satanists and all the other insane groups and the things that are going on. This is so historic and important right now. And I already know this stuff. I've been on there 32 years. I already knew Venezuela 25 years ago had the voting machines and the fraud, and they've dropped the lawsuits against Lindell, and they've been indicted, and it's all coming out. So as much as I get mad at Trump about some of the things, it doesn't matter. The issues where he's hitting on all cylinders are key, and we've got to press the attack on those issues. And I want to see more of Trump on this. This, we should encourage this. We should promote this and get him back on track. It's happening. He's told Israel, get out of Lebanon, get out of Syria, stop it. So much is happening. We are reasserting ourselves right now. This is a fight. We had Trump fully doing what we wanted. We were so great the first 4 months of the administration. Then he got sucked into this black hole. Now we're sucking him back out. And we don't bet everything on Trump. We don't give up on the president we've got right now. And if he keeps doing this stuff, we're going to win the midterms. The SAVE Act passed the House. It's got to go to the Senate. We just cut out Israel with their NDAA to take over the military. Bold-ass BS. They're spending billions of bucks to brainwash and attack us. It's okay. We're going to win. But we got to have the American people. I don't have Israel backing me or the Rothschilds of the New World Order or the Chi-Coms or Hollywood. I got you backing me. I don't have BlackRock, but I got you. So get a bottle of our methylene blue. We got the biggest selection of T-shirts. Go there. Decide you're going to stand up. Get the products at thealexjonesstore.com. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink's, been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.